Unique New York.
I was watching Heaven's Gate on HBO Max.
Heaven's Gate.
There's a HBO documentary on
that's
it.
That's the Nike purchasers.
No.
Right? Didn't they all have matching Nikes?
Oh, yeah, they did. That's right. Yeah. Okay, I haven't got to that part of the documentary.
Oh, sorry. I haven't seen the documentary, but that's the thing that I remember the most.
Yeah, so they were like this cult, and they decided to kill themselves. Uh-huh. And I don't know why.
Led by Professor X.
Yes.
Right.
No. He looked like Professor X. Weird looking dude. Yeah. And he convinced everyone to kill themselves. Uh-huh. And I think like everyone has like Waco, Texas, whatever the fuck that guy was.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid guy.
No, he's not Kool-Aid. He's not Kool-Aid.
That's not Kool-Aid guy?
No, Kool-Aid was like some island like in Guam.
Oh, right.
No, Waco, Texas was government guy.
Yeah, okay.
Government took his life.
So everyone has like their mass suicide cult of like they remember.
Yeah, and also just to clarify, Waco was a mass murder.
Oh, okay. That was those?
Yeah.
Okay.
The government fucked up and killed them all by accident.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm thinking about Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, Kool-Aid guy. That was a mass
suicide. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So anyways, so everyone has like their thing that they remember in their childhood. Yeah. For me, it was fucking Heaven's Gate.
It was that too. I remember.
I don't remember why it was so impactful and made such a profound impact, but for whatever reason, it was 97, 98. So I was like in eighth grade, I think.
I remember why it impacted me, but you go first.
I don't know why it impacted me, but all I know is like, oh, I know this guy. I know this story.
Yeah.
Daisy, come on, watch this. She's like, nah.
Did you watch the Waco series?
No.
It's not a documentary, but it's like a, I don't know if it was FX or Paramount or...
I know it existed. I didn't watch it.
Dude, that series was so good.
Yeah?
And it makes the people so likable. And, I mean, they're Christian. How likable could they be? You know? No, but Haley's was... Haley's... What's it called?
Haley's Comet?
Yeah, Haley's Comet. But
That was for Heaven's Gate.
So that Heaven's Gate. That cult was familiar to me because my older brother, I only lived with him for a couple years in my life. Mm-hmm. And one of those years was this had happened... And I remember Haley's Comet being such a big deal because he was like a science geek.
Nice.
Like he was all into it. Nice. So we were out like looking at Haley's Comet. And then like 2 days later, this news report busted.
Yeah.
You know, and it was that these people were trying to jump on the back of that comet.
And it's a ride.
Yeah. And I go, hey, Mikey, like, you know, my brother's very science minded. I go, you think they made it? He goes, I don't think so, bro. I go, they're wearing Nikes.
Cultural Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mind blown!
Oh, we're going to town.
Downtown!
We're going to town.
Yeah!
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast, how you guys doing?
Welcome to Poundtown, yeah, awesome.
Social Nuisance!
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast.
Downtown!
You know, I just had a thought.
What's that, dude?
And it's funny because you know, I'm not trying to bite your shittery, but
No.
I just had a thought. Like,
yeah.
You're like, they were wearing Nikes.
Yeah.
How can you not make anything that you put your mind to?
According to the commercial.
When you're wearing Nikes.
It was the shoes.
But here's the thought.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be Nike in this situation, to be associated with like
look,
such
dude.
A bad thing? And then it snowballed and they'd be thinking about the Kool-Aid thing. And I was like, Kool-Aid is such a wonderful product. I fucking love Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
How does Kool-Aid feel to be associated with, hey, don't drink Kool-Aid?
Well, here's the problem. All right. Like when you become such a brand like Pampers.
Yep.
That's a brand. That's not what a diaper is called.
Yeah. Band-Aid.
Yeah. Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I don't really know that they drink Kool-Aid. Or if they just drank some sugar powder mix. Because they were like in Guam or something.
They drank purple drink.
Yeah.
Not Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Not grape flavored Kool-Aid. They exactly. drank purple drink.
And
which is awful, by the way.
Fuck. I had
just like pure sugar. It's awful.
God damn it. I'm gonna lose my thoughts fast this episode. We better go quick.
Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick in your face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Poundtown grow. And get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in our Venmo.
How about this? We'll cut you a deal. Nuisance. Even if you don't support all that we do,
yeah,
do it anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you're out.
Put some change in the bucket.
My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, the only man who can survive wearing Nikes while drinking Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Motion.
I'm going to, look, I have a feeling that there's a lot of urban folks that would disagree with your statement.
Okay. Noted.
Like, I changed the word.
Yeah, yeah. That fits with the demographic, I suppose.
Yeah.
Good to be back. So first and foremost, apologies for my slacking on the upload game. As we were about to record this episode, I was like, fuck, I never even touched the last episode. I didn't edit it. I didn't even pull it out of the fucking memory card yet.
Oh.
So people are going to get another twofer. So last time they got a twofer because they fucked up and didn't upload the correct episode. So they got a twofer. Now you're going to get another twofer. I'm not sure if you guys are liking the twofer. So I apologize if you're not. But hey, we're
social nuisance BOGO.
We're still here weekly. Yeah. So you may not be hearing us weekly. I apologize for that. But we're here weekly. We're putting them out.
And we honestly didn't have to tell them shit. We could just stagger the episode. We almost had one in the bank. We almost had one.
Yeah. So going back to the Kool-Aid thing, you think Kool-Aid Minds being associated with like, don't drink the Kool-Aid?
I remember the thought that I forgot.
Okay, bring it back.
Her name was, no, I'm just kidding. The thought that I forgot was Nike. You had started it with, how do you think Nike feels about being associated with this tragedy?
Yes.
And then I thought about the Lil Nas X thing where Nike's like, we don't want to be a part of anything with you putting blood on Nikes. We almost made it 2 minutes. I didn't finish it. No, the problem is you're sweatshop based.
Yeah.
People get severely hurt and injured and live terrible lives for working for you.
Yeah.
And like, you're going to try to say this other, okay, I get it. The mass suicide thing, probably not the best promo.
Yeah.
But they were fresh. You remember seeing the pictures? They were just super all clean. Brand white, clean clothes.
Yeah.
White Nikes. I mean, they look fresh as fuck.
This is the Heaven's Gate edition.
Yeah, if I was going to jump on...
Dude, that'd be dope.
21st...
I wonder if you can do that.
Dude. Okay, so, well, it's going to be Nikes. 20, maybe 25 years. 25. The quarter centennial. A Heaven's Gate edition Air Force One.
That is so unbelievably inappropriate.
It'd be the first Nike I bought since I was five.
It would be kind of fresh.
It'd be so fresh.
It would be...
Yo, them the HGs?
I think that's like the epitome of how, I don't know, the tasteless, I guess, American culture could be.
I disagree. They're still Nikes. Reebok, okay. Fila, for sure. Fila, for sure, tasteless.
So this conversation would be completely different if they committed mass suicide some Filas.
No. Fila trying to make a 25th anniversary of it. That part.
It would never work. It has to be the Nikes.
Yeah, because
the exact Nikes that they were wearing.
I mean, Nike has to do some really fucked up shit to be, like, classless. Like, I don't know, sweatshops in China or something like that. But I literally have not bought Nikes since I was in elementary school because I learned about the way they were made. Now,
yeah.
Did I buy other shoes that were made in sweatshops? Probably. Not knowingly, though.
Is that because they were more affordable?
Yeah. Or I just didn't do the research.
Oh, okay. I bought them because they were more affordable.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I haven't bought a pair of Nikes in forever because I realized I'm not going to pay three digits worth for shoes.
Well, Cortez's were always $60. Vans are $40.
Well, there you go.
You'll fuck my life up if you tell me Vans are made in a sweatshop.
I'm out.
And I disagree because they fall apart rather quickly. Sweatshops tend to come up with better quality. There's this thing, though, dude, where it's like someone goes, you know, they get paid like 50 cents an hour for making those tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And they got like families.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, sounds like they should have thought about that before they had the family.
Yeah.
And go, well, they can't get another job. Okay, well, I need a pair of sneakers.
So.
What am I here to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can appreciate where Nike's coming from. I can appreciate where Kool-Aid's coming from as far as being associated with something. But it's up to them to some extent to kind of navigate your own brand. And no one else can speak to that more than Elon Musk.
Oh, my God. So you with the transitions.
Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday.
Did you see it?
Fuck no, dude. I don't pay for
cable.
You
don't like Elon? Oh,
no. See, I'm on the fence with Elon.
I am too.
We'll get to that. But here's the thing where I kind of laughed, and I think the internet finally got defeated.
Okay.
Because I've always said the internet remains undefeated.
Uh-oh. Are they 6,996,001?
And one. And I think it's because of Elon Musk.
He would be the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So for those who follow cryptocurrency for whatever fucking Ponzi scheme reason, Dogecoin is... It's on the rise.
Yes.
People are making lots of money on Dogecoin. It's because of Elon Musk gassing it up, illegally manipulating the market.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so these all the internet peoples were like, oh yeah, Dogecoin. Elon Musk is gassing it up. Elon Musk is going to be on Saturday Night Live and he's going to gas it up and we're going to make a shit ton of money because Elon Musk is my fucking man.
All right. By the way, you're telling me the story. Something
did not
changes.
Happen that way. Nope, did not happen that way at all. So Saturday Night Live comes, Dogecoin starts to sell and fall off and people start losing money. And it comes to a segment where Elon Musk as a character says, nah, Dogecoin, it's a hustle.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing just cratered.
Here's the problem.
So people lost. In the grand scheme of a dollar, it lost 20 cents, which is a lot for market movement. Yeah, that's a lot of movement. And I just thought this was really funny because the internet was like, yeah, Dogecoin, it's the meme, cryptocurrency. Elon Musk is trolling the world.
Yeah.
And he fucking trolled you. The internet was gassing Elon Musk up, and Elon Musk had them eating out of the palm of his hand.
I mean, to be fair, he does troll national leaders across this world.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
So.
And I thought it just fucking hilarious, and people were like, what is happening? I'm sitting here just like, well.
Here's a couple problems with what happened. One, the character he played when he said that it was a hustle was not during I guess they're all skits.
They're all skits, yeah.
But it was during the update. The weekend update,
yep.
Where I think some idiots get their news.
Yep.
You know, and then the punchline is obvious.
Yep.
And then when it's not so obvious, I hope these aren't the same idiots who buy crypto. But anyways, if you're intelligent enough to be purchasing crypto or lacking thereof, the intelligence, and just buying on a whim, that shouldn't be that misleading. Mm-hmm. You should be like, oh, he's a character on a show.
Yeah.
You know? But he's known for like being in places, saying something public like he did with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And shit tanking. So how did he bring it back? Do you know this part two to that story?
It's not brought back. I mean, the only thing that he's trying to do,
I think, it's
to bring it back with the satellite thing.
No, so
SpaceX taking Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Okay.
What he's saying is SpaceX will... You'll get ticket. You could purchase tickets to SpaceX to take a flight around the world or out of the atmosphere through Dogecoin. So what that does is if like someone such as yourself, you're super interested in outer space, NASA, and all that, you could buy $100 of Dogecoin now.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it goes up to 200,000.
Yeah.
And you essentially bought a ticket out of this world for $100.
I'm down.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was his motivator to fix the error that he created.
Interesting.
And you know what's funny is you don't write your own skits.
On Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. So somebody in Saturday Night Live wrote that for him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a crypto hater or something, you know, sure. Somebody who had a little beef and had him go out there and say it. I haven't seen it yet, but overall, I heard he was pretty well received. Like he did great.
And it was okay. I just thought it was really funny that the internet like turned on him and then he turned to the internet. And the ultimate thing is like, okay, number one, cryptocurrency is fairy dust. But then number two, you have to understand that with Elon Musk, you can't take it seriously. You can't take the internet seriously.
Yeah.
You if you're going to buy into whatever fucking YouTube link you clicked on, you have to understand that you are no longer in control. You gave yourself up to the phenomenon that is the internet because you decided to do so because you had FOMO.
Yeah.
You
big FOMO.
You earned it.
I have
deserved it.
I have so I'm like, ultimately I agree with you about crypto. I don't think it's so easily dismissive, but I think at the end of the day, there's gonna be a pretty big fallout. I don't see the value. And I understand value because someone will say, well, if you give me a bike for $100, the only thing that makes that bike worth $100 is that we agreed it's worth $100.
Right.
So what's the difference with Dogecoin?
Right.
The difference is you now have a bike.
Yeah.
And they go, well, I now have Dogecoin. I go, okay, show me your Dogecoin. And I go, no, you're showing me your phone.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your phone.
I'm also looking at that bike.
Yeah. So that's like saying, like, I can't tell my girl, hey, we're going to go to see what's Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And I just pull out my phone and show her the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same thing. Like, right. A tangible object.
Yeah.
But again, we're going into the future and things are different. So I don't know. What I do know is if we can use this to kind of parlay into our feelings about Elton John is that what we're talking? Elon Musk. I do believe that he is probably one of the most brilliant minds alive right now.
At least brilliant enough and daring enough to give it a shot.
Well, here's the thing. He has three of the biggest projects in the world going on at once.
Yeah.
And has the ability or has the capacity
yeah.
to still go do Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And to still kind of entertain. Like, yeah. he still is out. You know, he still does things.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I think Melinda Gates is fine?
Yeah.
You All right, cool. And
so what are your thoughts on Elon Musk?
I think we have to do whatever we have to do to allow him to be happy and comfortable in America.
Yeah.
Because I will fear the day that he's for the other team.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I mean.
That is true.
Give him all the women he wants.
Keep that guy happy.
All the projects. Don't let him leave the 48.
Yeah.
I don't even trust Alaska.
Okay. Don't let him go across those Canadians, man. No.
Too close. I feel like those Inuits might have a beef they're not over with. And if they can get to his brain.
I have a love-hate relationship with Elon Musk the same way I do with Tony Stark. And he gets a lot of Tony Stark comparisons. And
it's not that cool. You know, I get it, though. I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of a pompous ass, but he backs it up. So yeah. It's like, fuck, you can't really, you know.
And I don't know sometimes how much of it is him being pompous and how much of it is him being, like, mathematically minded. Like, sometimes maybe. I don't even think he realizes he's being an asshole. He's just being
himself.
The numbers aren't there kind of guy, you know? Like,
and I'm the same way, so I can totally empathize.
I'm just an asshole.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's why I feel like it takes one to know one, and I don't feel like I know him that way.
Real, recognize real.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's funny.
That was,
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Oh, this was going to be a quick question that I was going to use to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But it kind of segues.
Okay.
Isn't it super fucking crazy that the government as a whole just flipped 180 degrees its stance on UFOs over the past two weeks primarily? They've gone like, oh yeah, there are absolutely UFOs out there. We don't know what the fuck they are. And we're pretty sure it's, you know, alien.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious as to what brought that about. Because I know To The Stars Academy, I think is what it is. Tom DeLonge's former Blink-182 guitarist. He was a founding partner of this organization called To The Stars Academy. And he is heavy, heavy, heavy on UFO research.
Yes.
Legitimate shit. Not just conspiracy theory shit.
And he's been written off as crazy.
Yeah. But he got the fucking U.S. government to be like, oh, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, who's the drummer? Travis Barker?
Yeah.
He told this story on Joe Rogan. I think it was Joe Rogan. It's some podcast I listened to. And the story went viral. I don't think I saw it from the episode, but he said, he was asked, hey, did you still talk to other members of Blink? And he goes, yeah, actually, Tom called me the other day. I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? What are you doing? And he goes, I'm in the limo right now on my way to meet Barack at the White House to talk about UFO research.
Nice.
And Travis Barker's response was, as you should be, bro. And then he told stories that all the way back to when they were teenagers.
Yeah.
Even when, like, they toured in a van, not a bus.
Yeah.
They would smoke weed and sit on the roof of the van. And Tom would be talking about space, like, that he was meant to do this, you know?
Even his like, initial music songwriting.
I wonder if he's an alien. That's probably why he sings like that. Hold on. You know, like.
I don't know, but I mean, that's pretty fucking awesome.
But so I'm with it. What I meant more about that question is not so much the aliens and UFOs, but the government has spent hundreds of years.
Yeah, a lot of time denying.
Telling people, not only are you wrong, but you're fucking loony.
Yeah.
Like 20 years, when we grew up, we were just talking about Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Those people were written off as like seriously mentally ill.
Yeah.
The Fourth Kind.
Yeah.
You know, like all those, what was the other one where the guy got abducted and it's a true story. He was gone for 6 days.
Close Encounters.
No, it's a specific one. I can't remember. Oh, okay. It was a great movie. But our whole lives, these people were written off as ridiculous. And in our adulthood,
right?
They now, it's so much so that when I talking to my elders about this, like my parents, they're like, even now they don't believe the government. Like, nah, they're just, you know, whatever, millennials.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're literally saying like, yeah, we've lied to you.
Yeah.
Do you think the moon landing was fake now? Did you think the moon, oh, fuck, I should ask you.
Oh man, it's a lot.
Beginning. Do you think the moon landing was fake before?
Okay. I do believe in aliens.
Okay.
Yeah, I find it very curious that the government is all of a sudden like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah,
literally 180 degrees.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, you're right. I'm curious as to what brought that about. And as with all things the government, there's stuff that we don't know that they do that causes them to do what they do.
Yeah.
So that part, I'm curious as to what brought about that mentality.
Like there's aliens here talking shit and they're like, we better at least prepare them for the fact that they might show up at the front door.
Yeah, it's coming. What was the second part of that question?
Do you believe in the moon landing?
Do I believe it? I used to not believe in the moon landing.
Okay.
I used to be heavy into conspiracy theories growing up, and I think that's just part of teenage adolescence of trying to figure out the man.
Yeah.
But I've come to believe that the moon landing was real.
Yeah.
So at least it very much could be. I just want to fucking believe that it's real. But ultimately, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to say yes.
So I didn't, I believed in the moon landing my whole life.
Yeah.
And then as like a young adult, early mid 20s, I started to like, I guess it's that kind of age where people start to dig into conspiracy theories and then you figure out if you're a regular person or
chemtrails.
Or who's the guy you're making the fucking frogs gay? That guy?
Oh, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Great impression.
Either you, the frogs. Fucking frogs! The frogs are gay!
Frogs are gay.
So, you either go Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Or you level off, right?
Yeah.
Like by 25?
Right.
And I had gone to my dad, Pops. If you listen to the show, you know. By the way, guys, our show is not linear. If you miss a couple episodes, just jump back in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like Friends. You don't have to listen to the last episode. Just always, we're always here, like a warm pair of arms. So Pops said, I was like, Pops.
That's a great description.
The moon landing.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, Dad. I don't think it was real. And he looks at me and he goes, son.
Square in the eye and shit.
Dude, I never believed anybody more than he goes, the fucking moon landing was real. And I'm like, you're saying it like you were there. And he goes, look. The moon landing was real. Like, that's all there is to it.
It's full of conviction. There's no alternative.
So I just, like, I love my dad. And I believe him.
Yeah.
The way he looked at me, I know, look, dude, I know my dad. There's no fucking way he was at all associated with it.
Sure.
But he told me like he was.
Yeah.
And now that I say that out loud, he also told me like he was a part of the lie. And he didn't want me to know he was a part of the lie. But here's the thing. 2 or 3 years ago during this flat earth craze.
Yeah.
My kid came to me and was like, Dad, the earth could be flat.
I hope all those flat earthers fell off the flat earth.
I think they're gone.
Thank God.
And I grabbed him. I was like, you know two things for sure. Your name is Vincent William, and the earth is not flat. You know, like
these two things are certain.
Yeah.
Everything else questionable.
Yeah. I go, dude, the earth, you sound retarded right now. Like, the earth is not flat.
Who was saying it was flat? Vincent?
He came to me with like the fact that it might be a possibility because it was a craze. Yeah.
Wow.
It was the craze. Famous basketball players are saying the earth is flat.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? You know what's so crazy about him thinking the earth is flat? When he shoots a three as opposed to a free throw, he puts more arc. That's because of gravity. Gravity doesn't happen on a flat surface.
I gotta look at the science on that. But okay.
Yeah. Well, as large as earth.
Ah.
I mean, gravity happens on a plate, right? That's why the plate has the dimples at the end so your food don't fall off.
Yep.
But.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, but if the earth was flat, why throw an arch?
Lost me.
The arch is because the earth is round. The center of gravity is not linear.
Okay.
It's an orbit.
Yeah, I believe you. I just can't.
Well, I don't know if you should. Right now. I don't know if you should.
Hey, the way you looked at me square in the eyes like your dad looked
Kennedy,
at you.
It was a lone shooter. That's the other thing my dad told me.
Okay. Oh, he says Kennedy was a lone shooter?
Got shot by a lone shooter.
No grassy knoll?
Look, dude. I didn't know enough to go for it. He just looked like this. What you're asking me right now is when I told Vinny, okay, I didn't say the earth is not flat. I said your name is Vincent William and the earth is round. So, like, what you're asking me right now is like one of those people go like, really? It's not shaped like an oval? And now Vinny's like, well, he didn't say that. So, I don't know. He didn't say there's no grassy knoll.
So, okay. So, the single shooter may have come from...
Multiple the library people. Imagine it was a single shooter. There were seven shooters, but a single one got him.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Like an old execution.
Okay. So, what is your stance? JFK. Conspiracy.
Okay.
What do you think happened?
The worst fucking thing to me... About JFK, well, other than...
Here we go. We're going in.
We're not...
Fuck it. I had topics lined up, but...
Fuck them!
We're off the rails.
We got other episodes. We're off the rails. All right.
We're doing conspiracy theories.
So my dad was, growing up, not obsessed, but he loved Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And at my grandma, his mother, is a hardcore Democrat.
Nice.
Or what? She passed away. I mean, she worked for the legislature... Oh, dude, this beautiful thing. I got programs from when my father's brother passed. the Senate had a moment of silence for my uncle.
Nice.
Because of how high up my grandma was in the legislature. Now, she never ran for office. She could have.
Yeah.
But she just was always this guy's right-hand man. And he was like a 30-year intern member in San Diego.
Sure.
So they were big in politics. And she was a hardcore Democrat. And my dad was a Democrat all the way up till JFK. Well, he was born 4 years after JFK. My dad was born a Democrat.
Right.
And then became
at 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck him.
Yeah, and then became I guess that would make me a Demopublican. Because that's how I was born, right? So he talked about Kennedy when I was growing up with such admiration.
Nice.
And so I did my research about Kennedy, and I've come to love Kennedy as well. But then I started to do my research about his father. And then I started to do research about some of his brothers. Not the one that killed the hooker.
Ted.
Yeah. And she wasn't a hooker. It's a joke. But so I got really into Bobby Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that is the best batch of aristocrats. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the movie always rings true.
Yeah, yeah.
ever American born.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were genuinely great people.
Genuinely good Americans.
Yes. And did the best they could with what they had. Not like impoverished people. Like, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Not like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they literally always gave back.
Yeah.
So I got really into it. And my dad got really into it. And he taught me everything I knew. Well, he taught me a lot about the Kennedys. But at the end of the day, he felt like it was this one thing. My problem with it is the Warren Commission.
Yeah.
My problem with it is that they threw away the initial coroner's report. Yeah. Say he got blood on it. It's no good.
Yeah.
And then that the bullets went missing and then got replaced.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of...
loose ends.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And when the original paperwork isn't there, like, I mean, if this was a murder trial, it'd be thrown out.
Yeah, right.
You know? And then to have a mobster kill him at a transport is absolutely, like, that's obvious, right? Like,
yeah, it's a hit, yep.
Yeah, so you have a brother who was elected president with the help of the mob.
Yep.
Okay, he used the unions to get elected.
Right.
He makes his little brother attorney general. He immediately targets the mob.
Yeah.
Starts getting them busted. Next thing you know, his brother's shot. He's shot. The guy who shot his brother is shot. That's a mob hit if I ever saw one.
Makes sense.
You kill the guy who killed the guy. And then no one knows anything.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't believe it was a single shooter.
Yeah.
And also, if you even get into how what was his name? The guy who shot him?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald. First of all, we got to start giving assassins... we got to stop giving them three names.
what other assassin? Oh, Osama bin Laden.
Sirhan. Oh, that's only two.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden.
That's three.
Did you know when they killed him?
Here we go.
Sorry, real quick. When they killed him, they took blood out of his body and put it on one chopper and then put his body on another chopper. So if one got shot down, they still had proof that they killed him.
No, I did not know that.
I didn't. I just learned that too. Super cool, right?
Interesting.
Smart. So Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, leading up to that kill, he would travel between multiple countries, including Cuba and Mexico and America.
Yeah.
I don't see how he had the money to do that. He was clearly funded.
Right. Okay, so that's where you stand on it.
Yeah.
In the end, it was an assassination. Cool. Mm. In the end, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald was maybe the actual shooter. I don't know.
I don't think he was a lone shooter.
I don't think he was a lone shooter. Yeah. Yes. I think there was definitely a lot more to it. And I think that's where I get my sentiment with the 9/11 concerns as well.
Yeah.
And I've always said, you know, 9/11 is my 6/3. 6/3 was when JFK was shot.
Oh.
So people talk about like JFK and the shootings and all that. And
you know where
you were. Conspiracy theories. Yeah. You know where you were. That's 9/11 for our generation.
Yeah.
And I feel the same sense as you do, like, okay, well, this got thrown out. Where'd that go?
Yeah.
This seems a little bit peculiar. What the hell's going on here? And you just have endless questions?
Yeah.
That's what I feel about 9/11.
Remember when I said Building 7, right? That's the one that fell down on its own?
By itself, yep.
I go, imagine if that was just a victim of quantum physics. Wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah.
Just the molecules went,
coincidence. What a coincidence.
Yeah, man. And also, like, look, tie it back to the UFO thing. Our government is suspect.
Yeah.
We know they're not telling the truth most of the time they talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. But I guess what I'm saying is JFK knew about coronavirus.
I mean, how could he not?
And Hillary Clinton's making the fucking frogs gay.
So 9/11, do you think it was an inside job?
Oh, I don't think it was an inside job.
You don't think it was an inside job?
No.
Got it.
I don't think we know, and I don't think Saddam Hussein had anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was an inside. I don't think America did that to America.
Okay, got it.
I don't agree with this, but I would more be more willing to entertain the idea of like letting a goal slide. Like they knew it was going to happen.
Right.
And then just like, well, this will give us motivation to do all these other terrible things. I don't think that that's true, but I'd be way more willing to entertain that idea than that we did it to ourselves.
Got it. So we're going to do lightning round of conspiracy theories.
Oh, how ready? Rad.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So just tell me real quick what your thoughts are, and then we'll move on to the next conspiracy theory. Some people believe the American military installation, Area 51, is researching and experimenting on aliens and their spacecraft.
I believe that.
I believe that at some point in time they were. Currently, no. I think they're doing it now in Colorado.
Oh, yeah?
Look up that shit. All Colorado's right. The new Area 51.
Area 52.
Area 52, the sequel. QAnon.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Have you ever seen how much technology has jumped since Roswell all the 1,000 years before it?
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 times fold. It was like, it's obviously something got reverse engineered.
Coincidence? I think not.
Number two.
QAnon is a widespread conspiracy theory that a group of Democrats and elites are attempting to undermine Donald Trump's presidency. People say this is crazy, but this is an actual conspiracy theory.
So the way that's phrased, I believe that QAnon, I believe QAnon's fake.
Yeah.
And that's kind of saying like it's fake. I don't know why it's fake. I don't know who's making it. I don't know who's puppeteering it.
Yeah.
But I would think the more the conspiracy theory would be that QAnon's real.
Yeah.
But I guess, are we odd men out for that?
I don't know. Number three.
All right.
Some people believe that a research facility in Alaska
is
a mind control lab. I've not heard of this one yet.
I haven't heard that at all.
In the mountains of Alaska, you can find the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Is that where Superman lives?
Maybe. The facility sits on 33 acres and has over 180 antennas, mostly studying auroral research. Oh. Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
That's the Northern Lights.
Yes.
But they're saying it's actually a cover-up for mind control lab.
Well, it's not working. At least not for us. Stay tuned.
Johnny Gosick, G-O-S-C-H, was abducted in 1969 from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh.
And conspiracies have surrounded his disappearance for years.
Oh, never mind.
I have no idea who the hell this kid is.
Don't know that either.
September 5th, 1982, Johnny Gosch vanished without a trace from Des Moines, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And people just have different conspiracies as to where he's popped up.
Yep.
No idea. The Safeguard Complex in North Dakota was built during the Cold War, but some think it's related to the Illuminati.
All right. Well, if it was built during the Cold War, it probably is related to the Illuminati if you believe in the Illuminati's existence.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
I believe in a shadow government. I don't know if it's the Illuminati. Fuck it. Name it that. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm on the exact same page. I don't know what the fuck to call it, but if that's one name you want to give it, fuck it. There have been 2,032 Bigfoot sightings in Washington State.
I believe that. I don't.
Oh, so you believe in Bigfoot?
No. I believe there's been 2,352 sightings of Bigfoot.
I believe there's been sightings. I don't know what the fuck they're looking at.
There would be a fucking carcass.
At some point in time, right? At some point in time, there's. I mean, I don't know. What's the shelf life of a Bigfoot?
I don't imagine that's the thing. They live for 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't had one die since 992. And you guys found it, and you guys don't believe it.
There's been 2,032 Bigfoot sightings. There's big feet. No. It was just the one. There's just the one Bigfoot. They keep seeing the same guy.
There's nothing for him to fuck.
They keep thinking that it's like a clan of Bigfoot, but it's not. It's the same fucking guy.
I mean,
we've actually discovered him. It's Bigfoot.
Here's the problem with that.
He's gotta
catch in those woods. It's very dense.
Yeah.
It's dark. There's all kinds of noises and sounds. But here's the thing: bears out there will walk upright.
Mm-hmm.
An upright walking bear that's like 9 foot tall.
Yeah.
From a distance between hedges and what, like, could probably look like something, especially if you already have it in your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? Mind playing tricks
one time
on
I almost killed one of my kids because I thought I heard a robber. So the next thing I saw was a robber. It was one of my kids.
But he was robbing some shit, though.
Oh, absolutely.
He was raiding the cookie jar.
You know what? That weekend, I was $100 short.
There's a giant active volcano under Yellowstone in Wyoming. And if it erupts, it could wipe out the United States.
That's conspiracy?
Conspiracists, that's a word,
okay,
believe the government knows when the eruption will happen.
Look, dude, we're getting retarded just by reading conspiracy theories.
I feel so enlightened. I feel woke.
No.
Is this what it's like?
No.
This feels fantastic.
Don't be woke. Speaking of woke, did you see the CIA went woke?
Is that what the blue light is? Okay, well. Okay, so here's a better question.
All right.
Do you believe that the government knows when shit is about to happen, like to Earth, or like this Yellowstone volcano, and they're just not telling us?
I do believe that. Not the Yellowstone like thing in particular, but yeah. And I want to believe it like with the deepest parts of my heart, because if we get fucking like just blindsided by something,
yeah,
I want my taxes back.
First and foremost,
I don't need to know everything you know, but if you don't know some shit's about to pop off, what the fuck am I paying for?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. And if I was running the government and some shit was about to pop off, I would not tell anybody. And everyone would be like, well, why not? Why wouldn't you tell them? Tell them the truth. Did you not see the fucking grocery store this past March?
Yeah. Toilet paper guys?
Toilet paper?
Toilet paper guys.
These are the educated decisions we're making in the time of crisis?
Here, conspiracy theories.
Tell them nothing.
Do you know who Kamal Nanjiani is?
Kamal Nanjiani?
Yeah.
No idea.
Conspiracy theory.
Isn't that the guy who ran the UN?
No. Cool. Oh, no.
Okay.
He worked with that guy.
Okay, cool.
No, he ran the UN. He worked for Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
You remember Harold and Kumar?
Oh, yeah, Kumar.
Okay. Look up Kamal Nanjiani.
Oh, no.
It'll start to spell itself. Kamal's K-A-M-A-H-L, I think.
Kamal
Harris. We're going to get deep in conspiracy theories right now.
Man. Oh, there's Kamal Nanjiani.
Okay, go to images.
Images.
What the fuck?
Oh, he's ripped.
What is that?
He's super ripped.
Who is... That's not a fucking dweeb.
Oh, no, he's not a dweeb at all, but man.
Do you know what that is?
That's not Kumar.
Oh, it's not?
You racist bastard. No.
I was going to say speaking of terrorists, but I...
No, that's not... I was like, that doesn't sound
that's
like
not Kumar?
No.
Who played Kumar?
No, that... Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but anyways, he looks exactly like Kumar. I'm going to find out who played Kumar.
I'm pretty sure that is some racist shit you are now saying.
Wait! He looks like him?
Kumar.
Kumar. I'm going to look up Kumar right now. Don't worry.
Harold and Kumar, his real name.
Harold and Kumar go to white...
He worked with Obama.
No, I thought the Asian guy did.
No, Kumar did.
Cal Penn! Well, that's obviously not his real name. That's not his real name. Look, I'm going to say right now, before you think about cutting this, you didn't say anything wrong. Anyway, so his deal is he got casted to play a superhero for Marvel.
Come on. Yes, he's going to come out in the Eternals.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but...
That is not a conspiracy. That's fact.
Yeah. But the conspiracy is he's on roids. I don't even think that's conspiracy.
There were a lot of mattress firm stores in Illinois, all within a few miles of one another, leading some to believe that it was a money. Wow.
Wait, can we say real quick before you go on that you didn't cut anything? We're changing the subject.
I'm moving on.
Because it sounds like you cut something. All right, go ahead. We're moving on.
Okay. There were a lot of mattress firm stores in Illinois, all within a few miles of one another, leading some to believe it was a money laundering business. And if you look at this Google image, whatever the fuck. Yeah, so what? There's a bunch of mattress firm stores.
Okay.
Whatever. There's a Starbucks in every corner. It's not money laundering. Coincidence? Maybe. Money laundering? Maybe.
Well, here's the other thing. It takes a lot of square footage to sell mattresses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a cheaper rent area.
That makes sense to me. Or maybe they just like really wanted to jump on all kinds of beds. Some believe that Truman Capote wrote Harper Lee's famous novel, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
I've never read it. So
oh, are we still on conspiracy theories?
Yes, it's all conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. Truman Capote, though, hell of a fucking author.
Was he?
Yes.
What else did he write? I have no idea. I've heard the name.
He was well known for it. You know the name because, I can't get the wrong white guy's name. That white guy that overdosed on heroin in New York.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing his face right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He played him in a movie.
Yeah.
Phenomenally.
Yeah.
But he was most well known for writing these articles about this serial killer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to meet him, get to know him and everything.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you any of the titles he wrote because he didn't write a lot of like books. It was mostly columns and articles and things like that. But I got deep into him for like 2-3 years.
Got it. Roswell.
It's true.
I believe that's totally true.
Yeah.
I think the what information comes out from the moment it happens, there's a sliver of truth in there.
Yeah.
There's definitely some miscommunication, misinterpretation of trying to figure out what I just saw, but I saw what I saw. And I think a lot of that, you could see that in 9/11.
Oh, I got one.
You could see that for Roswell. So I think Roswell was true as well.
Was Roswell the start of social media-esque type reporting? Where you know how so often in our lives,
yeah,
the report comes out through social media that this, this, and this happened.
Right.
And then 15 minutes later, you go, oh, fuck, that's not what happened at all.
Interesting.
But they just want to break the news. You know, they want to be the leader.
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not doing a very good job of articulating
it.
Yeah,
they're like the BuzzFeed of their time.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was also reported nationally, which was not an often occurrence back then.
Mm.
So that lends more to your point that there has to be a slither of truth there.
Yeah.
Because back then they had ethics. Weird thing, millennials. Google it.
Checked it out. Some believe the chamber behind Mount Rushmore holds big secrets.
Isn't that from Austin Powers?
That was one of Austin Powers. I was going to say the National Treasure of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, was that in that?
Yeah, that was the second
movie. First of all, if Nicolas Cage had anything to do with it, it's true.
First and foremost, I was there. Yeah. So that's all I got. I mean, that's a pretty good lightning round of conspiracy theories.
Nothing about gay frogs?
No, frogs are not gay.
Oh, can I do a segue?
Yep.
All right. And here, let me... I so often just rashly say my thought and don't give any background, any pretext.
That's fine.
I'm going to give you a little pretext.
Love it.
I was listening to a podcast with a comedian who is gay, and he said, they were saying like, oh, what was it like growing up? And you don't have any representative of yourself. Oh, he was interviewing with Joe Coy, and Joe Coy was saying he loves doing his mom's accent because there's no Filipinos on TV.
Yeah.
And he wants like to bring a Filipino presence to America because his mom's American.
Yeah.
But ethnically, she's Filipino.
Right.
And then so this guy, I wish I could remember his name. He's a great comic. Anyways, he goes, there's plenty of gay characters growing up. And Joe's like, oh, well, I'm not gay. Maybe I missed him. And he was like, yeah, there was like Jafar, C-3PO. C-3PO, to me, that's an obvious one.
Okay.
But then I started thinking about Jafar. And then also C-3PO was French, right? The guy who played him?
No, I think he was English.
Was he English?
Oh, pretty sure.
Because French, it's easy to confuse with gay.
Got it.
But then you said Jafar. I went, Jafar's not gay, because Jafar's one of my favorite villains. Not that my favorite villain couldn't be gay. Right. I just meant that I thought I was familiar with him. Then I started thinking about it. His very pomp and circumstance. He was always dressed to tease.
Yep.
No spouse.
Yep.
But that was also, he was supposed to get the daughter, right?
Yeah, that's, he was trying to marry Jasmine. True.
And then so I just started thinking, what other characters that we grew up with that could have had possible gay influences, and then we just completely missed it because we're not gay?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in mind?
Oh, I was not even anywhere near prepared for that question.
I know, that's why I did it like that. I mean, like, so I was thinking,
go through my Rolodex, continue.
All right. So, things that would justify someone calling Jafar gay. Again, his presence, his fashion sense.
All the Care Bears? That's the first thing I thought of.
Fucking Seven Dwarves, too?
All the fucking Care Bears. Seven Dwarves, that comes up a lot. Bert and Ernie, that one's come up a lot.
Oh!
I think they confirmed Bert and Ernie
were gay. Like the Blue Ranger was gay, but it just might have been because he's a geek.
I feel attacked.
No, you're way cooler than the Blue Ranger.
Thank you. I was at least red.
All right, let's do this. Let's pick a popular show or movie where a kid and see if we could find one in there.
Okay, a gay character that we didn't think was gay at the time.
But that may not have been gay, like, in the show, but, like, gay influences.
See, I just don't... You know what? Here's the thing.
Mateo Lane. That's the comic. Sorry.
Okay. My gaydar is not on point.
Oh, I got such good gaydar.
I did not have a good gaydar.
Oh, can I tell you?
I would need some of my fantastic gay friends to help me out with, like, oh, yeah, that person was totally gay.
Yeah.
And my reaction would totally be, what? They weren't gay. They go, no, they were gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Gay as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I would have trouble wrapping my head around it, but that's what I need. I need a properly functioning gaydar. I do not have that.
Okay, so like, think about this. So the lead singer of Queen.
Yep, Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, thank you. Came out as gay way later.
Yep.
And then you also had like Judas Priest, was obviously gay if you're looking back.
Yeah.
He's the guy that wore like the chaps and you know, stuff. All right. So many like fucking what I would call toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
And I don't use that very often. Dudes were into that, their stories, their song, their dance. And then when the camera was gay, they were just like, like they got like the grandma, you cuss for your grandma and she put soap in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know? So are there any toxic, like just over masculine characters that you go, yeah, I could kind of see, like, even more so than just like a slightly gay character?
Oh, dude,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, but I have not put any thought into this whatsoever.
Oh, I got one.
Save me.
Who's the Jungle Book? the tiger. Bears. What?
Shere Khan?
No, Shere Khan's the snake.
The tiger.
He's the tiger?
No, Shere Khan's the tiger.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have been gay.
I could see that.
Right? He was just, the way he walked, he was all like creepy.
He was a tiger.
Not creepy, but he just like, yeah. Ooh, you know? He was like, give me that little boy. Not the gays like little boys, just like, maybe to them they're the same age. Cats grow fast.
Great justification.
Yeah. Good save. Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, I did not even come close to even thinking about that.
Yeah, I couldn't. I would need
the confidence.
And he was so quick.
Of a good gaydar.
He was so quick. He was like, I had gay characters growing up. And Joe Coy was like, well, who? I must have missed him. He was like, C-3PO, Jafar.
Yeah.
And I was just like, they're not. Wait, they're pretty gay. And then I was like,
well, I mean, growing up, though, I never really thought about anything as being gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I was brought up in a household where that just wasn't a thing. There
I had a gay uncle.
I had a gay cousin, and I think the family was afraid to acknowledge what gay was.
Oh, no,
so
we were.
They were just like, oh, that she's just weird.
I think people like, treated my uncle wrong.
Looking back, it's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, and then so we were like defenders of gays.
Yeah.
And which is, you can't know me on a surface level,
yeah,
and ever imagine that. When I moved to Arkansas in middle school, they're 20 years behind culturally.
Yeah.
And I would get in arguments with people like, oh, no, that motherfucker choose to be gay. I go, did you choose to be black? You know, like, or how about this? Did you choose to like pussy?
Yeah.
Like, how stupid are you? And I actually got in 2 or 3 fights.
Yeah.
For someone who's like closeted gay and someone was fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, like, ever since my uncle, we didn't fuck around like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of members of my family that were very aggressive about what it was to be gay and just using the gay slurs associated with that. And I just thought growing up, like, oh, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But then as I came into my own sense of logic and understanding and empathy, I was like, that's nothing wrong with that at all. Like,
yeah.
What the hell's everyone's problem?
I've told this story, not story, but this perception a million times on the show about the word faggot.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, but that's a man who doesn't take care of responsibilities. A guy who bails on his kids, guy who doesn't pay his bills, like all that shit. I was at a tattoo parlor where pretty much my best friends and the girl I was dating at the time had an uncle and he was gay. He had long, and he wasn't even like closeted. He was just a gay man.
Yep.
But I was at the age where I still hadn't associated faggot with gay.
Right.
You know, and I wasn't talking about him, but I was like, this dude's being a fucking faggot over here because he was trying to, like, not pay for his tattoo.
Ah.
And then he turned around like, what the fuck? Because he didn't know I wasn't talking about him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew him on a personal level. I go, no, dude, not you. This fucking guy don't want to pay his bill. And he's like, oh, let's fuck him up.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck that guy.
Big ass gay dude, dreads, you know? I was just like, then I realized, like, that was the first point in my life where, like, oh, we don't all have the same definition. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that can be a problem.
And then did you ever see the intro to Louis, the episode where they talked about faggot?
I never really watched Louis.
Okay.
I've been told a lot that I would enjoy the show, but
I don't know if you, it's very dry, but there's a part where it's him and some of the best comics in the country, and they're playing cards. And someone says the word faggot, and there's a gay guy there, and he goes, hey, does it bother you when he says faggot? And he goes, it doesn't bother me.
Mm.
He's like, but what you need to understand is that every gay guy you've ever met,
mm,
has probably had his ass whooped for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And while he's getting kicked and hit and bleeding on the floor, they're calling him faggot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on stage and you say faggot,
mm-hmm,
it might be funny for 99% of the room, but you might make that one person feel this one thing.
Yeah.
And like, unfortunately, like, maybe you should find a better word for the joke.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget, one of the guys goes, all right, man, do the cards, faggot.
All bad.
But so I associate that, and unless I'm telling a story where the word is necessary, which is so stupid because I would tell a story with the N-word differently.
Right.
But I don't say it anymore like I really used to.
Right.
But unless I'm telling a story about, you know.
Interesting. It's just so interesting how those need to tread around the word, and I feel like we, as long as there's an open dialogue and honest conversation that's occurring, there shouldn't be as much
bad intention.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no illustration towards a bad intention of any kind. And so I hope that's what people understand.
And I do like I think it really started with Me Too, kind of started before that. But I do like that it's making people like me, when I want to say something funny, or when I want to tell a very graphic story, when I want to add, you know, color and spice to a story I'm telling, it makes me pick different words.
Yeah.
It makes me really think about it. Mm-hmm. You can't be lazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like that story, I still have to use that word for now, you know, until we get to the next spot.
I think it's interesting, too, because like even me, like hearing derogatory terms that have such a historical impact with just the word being said, in particular to that word, I have trouble saying it now, because in some relatives in my family, they would say that term. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But as I grew older and my social network grew, not online, but my actual friends and people that I knew and people that I called friends on a daily basis when I look them in the eye, and knowing that there was a term out there that was used so negatively and so not fucking grossly, it just makes me uncomfortable to even tread around it.
See, if I'm totally considering what you just said, mm-hmm. I think what fucked me is that it was associated at a young age with an irresponsible male.
Yeah.
So, because we had gays in our family.
Yeah.
So it was never like, oh, that guy's a faggot for being gay.
Yeah.
It was like.
That's what I experienced.
Yeah. And I think 99% of the world experienced that. Yeah. I might be the only one.
I think it's funny how most people just repeat the cycle. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's the term. That's the description. That's the mindset.
Yeah.
And then the cycle repeats.
Well, let's do this. Let's think about the world. World history for the past 200 years. Would you say that this past two generations have probably broke the cycle for more things than ever than any generation before?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that?
I feel that it has, and I feel very happy to be part of it.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if it lends itself to information being shared so easily. Like, if you Pennsylvania in the 1880s, and you call someone a faggot, and someone at the bar was like, that's not cool. Yeah. That was one group of knowledge.
Yeah.
And then you could call that guy wrong and kill him.
Yeah.
And then no one else would spread that knowledge. But if that goes viral,
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's really nice.
As you should be.
It's refreshing to be part of that generation, as you outlined. Yeah, yeah. And it makes very difficult growth. Because being aware of that generational negativity and trying to being aware of it and being aware towards stopping the cycle.
Yeah.
It sucks, man. It sucks. Trying to have that conversation with racist grandma, you know, grandma, you can't say that word no more.
Do you remember my COVID theory?
What's that?
Maybe it's just killing all the racists. Maybe it's like, I don't have anybody die in my family COVID, so I know it's not good at it. I'm just saying.
That's funny. Good discussion.
All right. Are we recording yet?
Are
we on air?
I forgot to press the button. So anything, you got any what's? I don't think I have.
I do got you know what's. Are we that far into the show?
We're at 52.
Oh my God.
Without cutting out Cal Penn.
Well, you don't got to cut out Cal Penn. He didn't do anything wrong. I just thought, never mind. We'll have to cut out more. Government 180 degrees. Jafar being gay. Nope. quick question for you.
What was our segment called? Motions, notes, or?
Oh, yeah. What? I got more notes than that.
Okay, continue.
All right. But, quick question.
We'll just knock out your notepad the entire episode next time.
That would be terrible. We'll get canceled for sure. We'll call it hashtag me too. All right. I want to know, and I'm not talking on a grandiose scale. I'm talking about when you're at like a Food for Less, Starbucks, liquor store, or gas station. What do you see at certain times that the minute you walk by, it's an impulse buy? Oh, gotta have that.
Oh, when I'm
in. And it's not literally every time, but there's certain things that catch me. The 9 cent store, they got the fucking little chili lemon peanuts at the end.
Yeah.
I try to go the aisle without them. Yeah. I go down the battery aisle to pay because I don't want to buy the chili peanut.
I think it happens to me when I go to the gas station.
Or what do you
I
get?
I try not to get.
What do you try not to get?
I try not to get chips and soda.
Yeah.
It's real super simple.
Which just chips?
Oh, man. You know, my go-to is like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah.
It's just a solid choice.
They're the best.
It's just a solid choice.
You know what Cool Ranch Doritos are to me? They're proof that you can make money selling powder that isn't cocaine, Tony Montana. It's a regular tortilla chip.
You know what? I think you can buy Cool Ranch
powder. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm pretty sure you can go on Amazon.
Don't you fucking play with my tits like this.
What else do you got in your notes? Let me verify right. this.
Yeah, Google that. quick question. Does your... All right, well, I'm just going to say it the way I wrote it, and then I'll correct it. You ever feel like your dote is bigger on a Monday than it is on a Friday or a Thursday? And then here's the rewrite. Do you ever feel like your dote is bigger on certain days than other days?
Different times of the day, maybe.
Yeah, not different time. I just feel like on a Monday, like I'm just swinging. And then like on a Thursday after a work week, maybe not a Friday, because Friday I get kind of excited that it's Friday again.
Mm-hmm.
And it illustrates itself in the size of my package. But I just, maybe it was just today. Maybe I just had a good day today.
People have like a good hair day.
Yeah.
You have like a good
dick
dose.
Day.
Good dick day.
Oh, actually, that used to be a thing.
Really? Having a good dick day?
Mm-hmm.
I have done
before my marriage fell apart. She's like, you're having a good dick day, babe.
Okay, maybe you can't. There's recipes to make the cool ranch.
I need the original shit. I'm pretty sure that's in a vault somewhere, dude.
I could have sworn you could have bought that shit like by the bag.
Yeah.
I could have sworn. Dorito dust.
I got a note. There was this chick and she was wearing a denim romper, like a one piece denim.
Fun.
Right? And I was, you look like a train conductor. And she was like, good, that's what I was going for. And in the back of my head, I was like, because it's all aboard, huh, you little skinky slut.
I'm sure that went over well.
No, that was the back of my head.
Oh, okay, good.
But I was torn up about
probably
it.
Probably where it should have stayed.
I was torn up about it. It did stay. Oh, well, to this podcast.
Okay. Cool.
Let me see. I'm trying to think of what we had not said.
Do you delete your notes as you
never?
Oh, I delete my notes. Like, okay, I'm done with it.
Oh no, dude.
I know. I should put it in like a book or something.
Actually,
it'd be a great coffee table.
When I die, I just want Vinny to have
just this knowledge.
All the
the train conductor just to, knowledge.
Like, you know, I don't know. Train conductor. Then he sees and then the other thing to say about when you see someone all denim, I didn't know you were a Mario fan. And they're like, what? You go denim. That's a good one, huh?
That'll go over well.
All right.
You know what? So what do you got?
I got one. Right. Do you got one?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Here, let me.
Not that I wrote down anyways. I don't think.
Hold on. All right.
Yep. Look at our fucking fan base. Just listen, like.
They gotta pull them up.
Hello.
It's worth it. You know what?
What?
It's not all for you.
Nope.
My comedy. The things I say. Trust, if I'm not considering myself before I speak, I definitely didn't think about you when I wrote it.
That's true.
Reaching out to me angry about some shit that I said is retarded. And I chose that word on purpose. Because if you ever went down to a museum and you saw someone screaming at a painting, you'd be like, look at this fucking retard. What I say is the art. That's why I can say things I don't mean.
Interesting.
That's why I can speak recklessly. Because painters don't paint the truth. They paint whatever the fuck they want to see. Or want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm saying shit, I'm showing you something. Now, if I will show you better the picture by telling you I believe it, then I'll fucking tell you I believe it. So you could see what I'm seeing.
Interesting.
It doesn't necessarily mean it lines up with my beliefs or anything that I stand for. In fact, it probably more, coming from me, aligns with something that I just want you to find disbelief in. So, if you don't like it, talk to the people around you about it. Just like you were at a museum. You would say, hey, this painting, blah, 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 whatever the fuck your input is. You would not go, I don't like you, painting.
That would be retarded. Let me send you an email. Let me at you on Twitter. Fuck this painting.
And that's three times, because the rule of comedy is three times.
That is funny.
So that was my big, you know what?
That was a good, you know what? That was very profound.
Thanks, man.
I think that was a great summarization as to who you are as an entertainer and as a comedian.
I got one more.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what?
What?
Don't overshare with your Uber driver.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
I'm on the fence.
No. Let me tell you why.
Why not? I'm like, hey, you're never going to see him again. Fuck him.
Exactly. That's why they don't feel any guilt about giving you terrible advice. I
should have done that. That's a great idea.
Look, I'm going through a terrible breakup.
I was always trying to drop gems in my Uber.
Yeah.
I should have just gave horrible advice.
Yes.
Damn it.
That's dude, you're one right. of my favorite things when I used to work in LA and Hollywood. So, hey, you know how to get to the Rose Bowl? I go, yeah. Go north. Oh, well, no, north's the right way. Go south. So you get the 405, you know, like Just fucked up advice. But what I'm
ruined their day.
What showed me this was the Uber driver goes, "Oh yeah, I went through a terrible breakup." I go, "What'd you do, man?" He goes, "Fucked all her friends." Oh. And then like that's right as the stop pulled up, and he was like, "Hope it helps." I think this dude sent me on a suicide mission.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're gonna die.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't overshare with Uber drivers.
That's an awful, terrible advice.
Oh, I had another you know what, but I'm gonna save it for Facebook posts, and it goes like this. Well, I'm not gonna save it. I'm gonna spend it now.
Well, by the time this episode goes up, your Facebook
post, I was actually gonna share it with it. It goes, you know what?
What?
This is the best podcast you aren't fucking sharing.
That's true.
Yeah.
You should probably share.
I had more, but I forgot it. So thank God I wrote it down.
Well, as always, I want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us that 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, or don't, drop a dollar in at Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there's power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. Or at the very least, get everyone to buy into a crazy conspiracy theory.
Yep.
My name is Imagine, and that's the Main Man Motion, and we'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
What another great ep.
That's true.
We do wonderful eps.
We do. Who does better eps, us or Mike?
Us.